This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchai Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said water conservation is not just a policy but a matter of social commitment. He said it is also an effort and a virtuous act, and there is generosity as well as responsibility in the act. The Prime Minister said when future generations evaluate us, our attitude towards water will be their first parameter. He said water conservation is a question of life. This is the life of the future of humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including the Jal Jeevan Mission, Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future. The Prime Minister also said it is time to adopt new and innovative technology to tackle water scarcity. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel launched the state with Jal Sanchai Jan Bhagidari initiative in Surat. The initiative aims to construct approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team led by Mr. Jindal took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The additional secretary said the central government has been extending all the requisite and timely assistance to the state government of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts. Mr. Jindal said that NDRF teams have also provided pre-hospital treatment to many affected individuals while assisting local authorities in distributing essential food and relief materials to stranded families. He said the Indian Air Force and Navy helicopters delivered around 71,000 kilograms of food and relief supplies to those in need. Mr. Jindal also said central expert team visited the site where major breaches happened and work is being done to fix those breaches. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India, Brazil and China can serve as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine conflict. Addressing plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, the Russian president said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with the three countries over the Ukraine conflict. Mr. Putin's statement comes months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow and recent visit to Ukraine, where he reiterated India's stance on the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and stated that India has always been on the side of peace. Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw held a meeting with Japan's Digital Transformation Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on strengthening of digital ties between the two countries. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. Mr. Vaishnaw also met MD and Chairman of Japan Bank for International Cooperation, Tadashi Mida, to discuss progress under the India-Japan Strategic Partnership. Niti Aayog member Dr. V.K. Pol stressed that strengthening the primary level healthcare system is essential for nation building. He was addressing the National Conference on Universal Access to Healthcare through Digital Solutions. Dr. Pol highlighted that transformative changes are taking place across the health sector in the country. He noted that a strong primary healthcare system is a high priority for reducing the healthcare burden in later stages. Speaking on this occasion, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra highlighted the various digital initiatives taken by the government to provide better healthcare facilities across the country. In wrestling, Jyoti Barwal has clinched a gold medal in women's 76 kg freestyle category at the Under-20 World Championship in Pontevedra, Spain. Jyoti defeated Ukraine's Maria Olevik in the final yesterday. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players are aiming for podium finish at athletics, canoe and powerlifting on the 9th day of the Games today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.